Good evening, and welcome to Blind Spot, the last Blind Spot program of the season. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique live radio program, something we've made specifically for broadcast. It's made by a group of people and has been for 2 years, something like 80 programs. Is that right?
88.
88 programs. Tonight it's 87.
87.
87 before this evening. A group of people, which is varied in number from about 5 to about 20 over the last 3 years since Blind Spot was started. Is that correct, John?
That's correct.
Okay. And I'm not going to list off all those people, but if you're interested in knowing who some of them are, you could check our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot, where you can also find photos, information about all of the programs, MP3s, and things of that nature. For this evening's program, for the conclusion of Season 2 of Blind Spot, we decided to take a little different route and invite people that we know, that we respect, that we're interested in, to do remixes, reinterpretations of Blind Spot programs from this season or the previous season. And the show's to be called Famous Friends, because we thought we had famous friends who would be interested in doing remixes for us. The emails went out a couple of months ago. Many people were invited, and some of them, a few of them, said yes, that they would be delighted to do things, that they weren't too busy, that they would have the time to do it. And of those people, some of them actually got us remixes. So tonight on the program, we'll be listening to pieces which were remixed. Remixes, variations, we gave them free rein as to what they could do. Use it as source material in a conceptual way. Use it as source material in a literal way for sound manipulation. Really free rein as to how they would interpret Blind Spot back to us for us to produce, or for us to present. I should say my name is Philip Von Zweck. In the studio with me is John Wenzel. Say hi, John.
Hi.
Brian Taylor, who is out of range of the microphone.
Hi, Philip.
And Mr. Paul Dickinson as well.
Hi.
And the first program, the first piece we're going to present is by our good friend Eric Belgum, somebody who went above and beyond in not only giving us one, but actually two Blind Spot remixes, and has participated in Blind Spot events in the past, in both last week's program, which was The Exquisite Corpse, where he was one of the writers, and in the program a couple of weeks ago, what was the name of that one?
That was City Battery.
City Battery, which was the hearing test. And so we're going to start off with a piece by Eric Belgum, done for this program, for Blind Spot.
But lights blue like a scrub. Sooner after. Smallow. Ame. Rossello. Rest. Out. Rossello. Antis. The Rossquabs. This to this. Jimmy. Brothers. Slamwater. Remember. Honest. I'm a brother. You like. How smooth. What do you. What is the last. What's that? Just and I love Procure Cross Less. What the was that? The fabulous
That was Eric Belgum's remix of Blind Spot. The CD just says Blind Spot Remix, Eric Belgum, two remixes of all show titles. But I thought there were two different pieces. Oh. But we will listen to the other Eric Belgum track later in the evening. Now John Wanzel would like to tell you a little bit about the history of the remix.
Since the beginning of recorded sound in the late 19th century, certain people have enjoyed the ability to rearrange the normal listening experience with technology. With the advent of easy edible magnetic tape in the 1940s and 50s, such alterations became more common. In those decades, the experimental genre of musique concrète used tape loops of music and environmental sounds to create sound compositions that were the forerunners of electronic music. Less artistic lofty edits produce melodies or novel recordings of various types. Modern remixing had its roots in dance hall culture of the late 1960s, early 1970s in Jamaica, the fluid evolution of music that encompassed ska, rocksteady, reggae, and dub, was embraced by local mixing wizards who deconstructed and rebuilt tracks to suit the tastes of their audience. In particular, producers and DJs like Ruby Redwood, King Tubby, and Scientist, and Lee Scratch Perry popularized stripped-down instrumental mixes, which they called versions, of ska tunes, used simple four-track mixing machines. At first, they simply dropped the vocal tracks, but soon more sophisticated effects were created, dropping separate instrumental tracks in and out of the music, isolating and repeating hooks, and adding echo effects. At around the same time, DJs in New York were performing similar tricks with disco songs, using loops and tape edits, to get dancers on the floor and to keep them there. This is all very exciting. Very exciting indeed.
The next remix we're going to listen to was done for us by Frans de Waard, who is a Dutch musician and record label boss and frequent writer and editor on experimental and avant-garde music and sound art. He's a member of the group B-Queen, Kapop Musique, Goem, and probably some others as well. So here we have Franz de Waard's remix of Blind Spot.
Now, Philip, if you were to gander how in which that was remixed, what would you say?
Computers.
I see. So you think that he used computers for that?
Maybe just a computer.
Oh, so you don't think he used multiple computers?
He may have.
I see. I see. Now, could you hear if it was a Macintosh or a PC or a Linux?
I think it was running Unix.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I did hear that.
Okay, John, why don't you read what's on that screen there?
Hey, Philip.
No, this, not that part.
Oh. Think of a segment of time.
You can actually read that part, I think, if you want.
Okay. Hey, Philip, this morning I was hurrying and forgot to include a description of the method of our remix. I have included it below in case you want the information or to include the description in your broadcast. I've also attached the MP3 in case it makes it easier for you to have them together in the same email. Think of a segment. Oh, subject, landscape, folded. Think of a segment of time as a piece of fabric. Fold that fabric in half. If A is one edge of the fabric and C is the other edge of the fabric, then call the middle B. Now that the fabric is folded, B is positioned at the starting edge and which leads to A, and that which leads to C occurs simultaneously until A and C are reached. However, please note that since we are... What? I'm sorry, my eyes gave out. However, please note that since we were loath to render spoken word in reverse, the A to B section was segmented and reordered so that it moves backwards through the text while maintaining its integrity as spoken English. This idea is demonstrated by the following remix of a 7-minute section of the Blindspot show from December entitled Micro Landscapes. Our folded version is approximately 3.5 minutes. That's the deal, Karen, for Goat Island.
The landscape doesn't contain the traces of encroaching industrialism that would have been more three-dimensional portraits of rural peasant characters. Instead, by giving them full emotional not just a picture of an idealized Englishman, but easier for an educated reader to then empathize with them. They don't just see the peasant people as a functional kind of idea with twofold dimensional figures. It heightens the sense of insularity and isolation put in a two-perfect setting, but it's also the action in the book takes place, but the novel kind of just seems to recognize the textual landscape, and I'll read a passage in which the page is solidly evident, a paragraph full of these adjective-laden, multi-clause sentences. What a glad world this looks like. As one drives or rides along the valley, the narrator isn't telling the reader directly what the landscape looks like. When in foreign countries, when the fields and woods have looked to me like our English Loamshire, I have come on something by the roadside, left forever which has reminded me that I am not in Loamshire, an image of great the agony, blooms, the agony of the cross. The it has stood perhaps by the clustering apple blossom, or in the broad sunshine by the cornfield. So, here we have a turning by the wood, where clear brook hills, gurgling below, giant mounds, and surely, if there came a traveler to this world, he knew nothing of the story of man's life upon it. Winds of the north. This image of agony would seem to him clothed in the apple mystery, in the midst of the joy somber greener side. He would not know that hidden behind the apple blossom, her emotion was only revealed by memory, the shrouding boughs of heavy wood, there might be a human heart, beating heavily with anguish, perhaps a young blooming girl. The traveler began to not know the gentle turn for refuge, leading to its pleasant upland, and now, understanding no more of the green, life of ours, he had before him in one view, wandering farther and farther in the nightfalls of this on the lonely land. Deep, yet tasting high up against the horizon were the keys, the salacious murder tale. So, there is this kind of symbolism just here that exhaustive description of the landscape, but there's also a suggestion of kind of more subtle comprehensiveness, a suggestion that mitigates the tragedy and estrangement that is at the heart of the action. And perhaps, I'll read a brief passage just so you can get an idea of the pastoral landscape. When you consider this kind of rural perfection in terms of actual plot, she chose a story, though, puzzling, but really this marked with parody, because when you boil the story down, what you get is the tale of lust and fantasy, so that you may have clear but images end for your glad impression of nature's unambitious underwood and flowers that frost in the shade. What comes to mind, and when I speak of such among the flock as swerved or absolutely perfect, only those shall be singled out, a pasture lap or error, something more than brotherly figure, the kind of nature that wouldn't exactly be awe-inspiring, but that is comfortably. When I think of landscape,
that was obviously by Goat Island. John read you poorly, but read you the introduction written by Karen Christopher of Goat Island, who, of course, are a very well-known and well-respected Chicago area primarily performance troupe. And although they've done a couple of other projects, including a CD, one radio broadcast through the Outer Ear Festival, and that was their remix of the Blind Spot program.
So,
yes.
What do we have up next?
Up next is John Cannonberg.
Oh, John Cannonberg.
John Cannonberg is a friend to Blind Spot and to WLUW, and has graciously made us this remix, which we will play for you now.
Thank you. Martin.
Martin, I'm a veteran. That was your honor. Oh, my God, man.
That was also a remix of Micro Landscapes, which I think was the program most people were interested in remixing. Tom Rowe from Free 103, one of the people who hasn't responded to an email in weeks, was going to remix this program as well. That remix that you heard was done by John Cannonberg, and we thank John Cannonberg very much for doing it.
Now, do you know why it was the favorite show?
No, I don't. Just that, because I didn't ask people when I contacted them to tell me which program they were doing. I said, you can do any program, and if everybody had wanted to remix the same program, it would have been fine. And in fact, I don't think I knew until until, for example, Goat Island sent their remix that they were doing Micro Landscapes. And I picked this up from John in the middle of the week, and it was also Micro Landscapes. And I do, when I looked at my email to send Tom Rowe from Free 103 a harassing email about it, I saw that he had said that he wanted to do Micro Landscapes. I don't know what it is that was so appealing about this program that, or what was so wrong with it that everybody thought they could make it better, perhaps. I'm not...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of the probably five programs on the website that has minimal description of what it is, too, so maybe that's it.
So up next, we're going to hear the Blind Spot remix done by Amnon Vollman, who is the director of the Computer Music Center at Brooklyn College, City University of New York, a former professor at Northwestern, and also someplace in Israel, and will be teaching in Israel for the next few years, I think. But Amnon Vollman did the remix that we're about to hear. Anybody want to say anything about?
Huh. No. Do we know which program he's remixing?
No, we'll just listen to it.
Oh, okay.
But a landscape seems all the more perfect. This because you might recall, because it is so strange when what is it fondly thought the real 1799.
And that again was a brief section of the Goat Island remix, and now is the Amnon.
Spade and Patterns go to tragedy. 30 the case. social. PR. In give time. In Welsh. Well. Just some of the burdens, so it came to pass that Rambo would make a decent cash for all her military. Her exploits at the price of what the terminator had such an order set here. So the power is provided a massive discipline as a top tier. Thank you.
That was Amnon Vollman's remix of the superhero Bible stories.
You know, so far I've not been able to find what I'm looking for. But it's been close. And maybe this next remix will be that.
So this is Blind Spot, and tonight, the last program of our season, we've asked friends. We asked many of them, and some of them came through to do remixes of Blind Spot programs. That, of course, was Amnon Vollman's remix of the superhero Bible story. And up next is going to be the last remix for the evening, and this is another remix by our friend Eric Belgum. That was Eric Belgum's remix of Blind Spot. This concludes Blind Spot for the season. Thank you to Eric Belgum, Goat Island, Franz DeWard, John Cannenberg, and Amnon Vollman for all doing remixes of Blind Spot programs from the last two seasons for tonight's show. This show was coordinated and put together by myself, Philip Von Zweck, and here in the studio with me is John Wenzel, Brian Taylor, and Paul Dickinson. For more information about Blindspot, you can see our website at www.stopgostop.com/blindspot, where you'll be able to find MP3s, photos, and information about past programs, an MP3 of this evening's program, in case you missed it.
Yes, it'll be up in about an hour.
We'll be up in about an hour. Anything else you want to say, John?
Thank you for listening to Blind Spot. And it's been a fun season. And look forward to being on the air with you all very soon. Thank you for listening. And...
what does that mean?
What?
Looking forward to being on the air with you very soon. I don't know what you're talking about.